If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, what's up, Hustle fam? Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. You know that feeling when you trip over thin air, land flat on your face, and everyone around bursts into laughter? Yeah, not my favorite moment either. But guess what? That embarrassing stumble could actually be a lesson waiting to happen. Today, we're diving deep into the often avoided topic, failure. Buckle up, because this isn't about wallowing in self-pity or blaming the universe. It's about flipping the script and seeing those epic fails as valuable stepping stones on your journey to success. You know, learning from our mistakes sounds simple, right? But trust me, it takes a whole new mindset. So, here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you embrace failure like a pro. First up, reframe your definition of failure. We're taught that failing means being a loser, but what if it meant stepping outside your comfort zone, pushing boundaries, and gaining invaluable insights? Think about it, every entrepreneur, athlete, artist, heck, even your favorite comedian has faced their fair share of setbacks. But they didn't let those knock them down. They dusted themselves off, analyzed what went wrong, and came back stronger. Next up, analyze the why. When you do stumble, don't just brush it off or blame external factors. Take a step back, really dissect what happened. Was there a lack of planning? A missed opportunity? Did you underestimate something? By getting granular with your analysis, you're not just identifying the problem, you're uncovering hidden gems that can propel you forward. Now, this one's crucial: celebrate small victories. It's easy to get caught up in the grand scheme of things and forget to acknowledge those little wins along the way. But trust me, every step in the right direction, no matter how small, deserves a high five. Celebrating these mini milestones keeps you motivated and fuels your desire to keep pushing towards that bigger goal. Ever heard the saying, the only limit is your own mind? Well, embrace that. When failure knocks at your door, don't let it dictate your future. Instead, use it as fuel to break through those mental barriers you've set for yourself. Remember, our brains are wired to learn and adapt, so tap into that potential and show the world what you're truly capable of. Finally, remember that resilience is key. This isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be bumps in the road, detours, and maybe even the occasional faceplant. But the ability to bounce back, learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward, that's what separates the winners from everyone else. Think about your last major setback. Remember how you felt? Now imagine going back to that situation with a fresh perspective, armed with these takeaways. You wouldn't just survive, you'd thrive. It's all about shifting your mindset. I'm talking about that moment when you realize that failure isn't the opposite of success, it's actually a stepping stone on the path to it. Speaking of stepping stones, let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur I met at a recent networking event. Sarah was pitching her innovative app idea, and she poured her heart and soul into it. But during the Q&A session, things went south. Investors had doubts, they pointed out flaws in her business model, and Sarah felt like all her hard work was crumbling before her eyes. But get this, instead of wallowing in self-doubt, Sarah took a deep breath and thanked the investors for their feedback. She acknowledged the valid points they raised, promised to address them head-on, and even asked for their advice on how to improve her pitch. You know what? That shift in mindset impressed those investors. They saw her courage, her willingness to learn, and her passion for her project. And guess what? Sarah landed a crucial investment deal just a few weeks later. So there you have it, failure is not the end, it's the beginning of something amazing if you let it be. Remember, embrace those setbacks, analyze them, learn from them, and come back stronger than ever. You've got this. Now go out there, hustle with intention, and don't let any stumbling blocks stop you from achieving your dreams. And hey, if you stumble along the way, remember to laugh it off and use it as fuel for even greater success. Until tomorrow, keep hustling, keep learning, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.